Sometimes husband is extravagant, sometimes wife is imprudent, and sometimes children are wasteful. One should be careful and provident while managing financial means. Beautiful hadith of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, there is moderation in richness, moderation in poverty, and also moderation in worship. Moderation means balance, protecting oneself from both extremes. If you are a rich person, even then you shouldn't be extravagant. You should live a moderate lifestyle. If you are a poor person, then you should judge your poverty level and you should live according to that. Nowadays, everybody is talking about economy, whether it is progressing or not. But nobody seems to talk about cutting down expenses. Cars are bought, hoteling is done, and spending is normal. Sometimes people seem to spend normally as they do. They also seem worried at the time of weddings because they have to spend a lot. Family members, girls, boys, mother, I advise you to compromise. You all should realize and compromise and try to spend according to your pocket. If any wedding or function comes in a family, you should stick to one dress instead of two. That's how you can cut down your expenses. If you've got a nice dress at home, then you can wear that instead of buying a new one. Whether you wear a new dress or dress which is like new, event will pass anyway. And sometimes party is arranged by someone else, whereas burden comes on the other person. Because everyone needs new clothes, everyone needs new shoes, everyone wants jewelry, cosmetics, etc. When this starts happening, then one person's wedding in a family becomes a huge burden on a whole family. As we've developed a culture like this, then when you attend weddings, you have to give presents too. So these are few points. If we focus on them, then we will feel ease in managing our expenses. But I would like to address to all the family members. Doesn't matter if your income is not high, but you should live with love and compromise on what you have got. You can also minimize your kitchen's expenses by choosing healthy and simple foods. Inshallah, Allah will bless you. And remember, when you will have love, harmony, peace, then you will have more blessings in your house. And also remember, if you taunt each other, fight and do arguments, or by degrading, disrespecting each other, this attitude is never going to help to increase your income. If wife puts pressure on husband, then he'll go towards haram, bribery, gambling, etc. In order to bring money, he will try to find new ways to increase his income by corruption, by haram means, and through such inappropriate means, he will try to fulfill your desires and your needs.